first reading comes to us from Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 1. We've been in Romans for our first reading for a long time, and now we're moving to Matthew in chapter 20 and hearing from Jesus. It says there, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go out into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Our second reading comes to us again from Exodus in chapter 16, beginning in the second verse and going through to verse 15. It says there, "The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, 'If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days.' So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, 'In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?' And Moses said, 'When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord.' Then Moses said to Aaron, 'Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.' And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, 'I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening quails came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Like morning dew, like manna, fine as frost, may your word now cleanse and nourish us, O God. Amen. Time environment, and uncertainty. Things that we think about an awful lot these days. Time, environment, and uncertainty. They have led the Israelites to look back on their slavery to Pharaoh in Egypt through rose-colored glasses. Yeah, we were slaves, but at least our bellies were full. We're going to starve to death out here in the wilderness. It's funny, the things that we forget or minimize as we look back through the lens of what we're currently experiencing. God hears the complaint of the people and gives them sustenance each day in the form of manna that falls like rain in the morning and quail in the evening for 6 days. Only on the sixth day, twice as much will rain down, providing for a day of rest. Moses and Aaron share with the Israelites on God's behalf. In the evening, you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. Complaining, or grumbling as it is referred to in our Matthew text for today, is decidedly different from a lament. A lament is casting our anxieties, our pain, our grief, maybe even our wailing upon our God and trusting God with the things we cannot change on our own. It is an expression of our faith and a sign of relationship between us and God. Complaining, on the other hand, is about us being right and getting things off of our chest and might be directed toward God, but also often happens in the form of grumbling to other people. Complaining is me-centered and uses God rather than worships, and is an indication of our lack of intimacy in relation to God. Simply put, the Israelites grumbling and complaining is a symptom of their lack of trust in the God who brought them out of Egypt. Several times during our Exodus passage for today, it is stated that God has heard the grumbling against him, concluding in verse 11 with God speaking through Moses via Aaron. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. The implication of this being that whatever the Israelites, whatever adversity we might be facing in this moment, we do not go through it alone. God is with us. Amen to that. The God who rescues us from our bondage to sin is the same God who walks alongside us in the quiet and oppressive heat and hunger of the desert. Michael J. Chan writes, the God of the desert is a gift-giving, life-sustaining, and prayer-hearing God. But in the wilderness, the most difficult test is to believe that these claims are true. In the case of the Israelites, they complain and God gives them what they need, which, if you'll notice, isn't what they want. God gives them food to eat, not because complaining works, but because it serves as a teaching moment to encourage faith and trust in God. Then you will know that I am the Lord, your God. So the task before us is to know the difference between when we are complaining and when we are lamenting. There is a distinct heart difference there as we engage in prayer. To put it another way, to lament is to give to God. To complain is to throw it at God. So when it comes to situations that people can't change, but God can, even if it only comes in the form of changing our hearts, let us offer it to God in the form of a lament rather than a complaint. For when we give it to God, it relieves our burden to know that we are not alone, even when it seems as if no one else is in the room. And there is something incredible that happens when we offer God our lamentation. Our love for God grows, yes, But the very act of lamentation, giving things over to God that we can't control, giving it, not throwing it, allows us to more clearly see our place within creation. God is God, perfect and present, and we are not God, imperfect and prone to not being fully present. That hard knowledge of God's greatness, as so eloquently displayed in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for us, makes space in our hearts and lives for confession. The act of confession enables us to see our flaws more clearly, to recognize our need for God's grace, and to offer that grace to the people around us when they hurt us, intentionally or unintentionally. You'll notice in this passage in Exodus, there's like three times that Moses and Aaron say, "Your complaint is against God, not us." They say it three times, basically saying, "Hey, you can complaining and saying this is our doing, but really, God is the one who led you out of Egypt." And there are times as we voice our complaint, our lament, that we direct it at people that it's not really meant for. And so this act of offering lamentation rather than complaint, and this opportunity to confess what we're struggling with in our lives in the areas that we aren't perfect, more helps us to more clearly see whatever situation that we are in, and to act in a way that is loving both towards God and towards the people around us. So friends, as we pause to reflect on the gift of manna to the Israelites as they wander in the wilderness, may we remember the difference between a lament and a complaint, and trust God enough to give him our pain. May we be honest with ourselves and with God enough to confess our sins. And may we allow the gift of a God we can trust with it. And may we allow the gift of a God we can trust with it all to saturate our lives in everything we say and do and are. And so, if I could sum up what I'm trying to say in one line, it would be, when we're living through times like this, prayer is the thing that helps us the most. Amen.